read about the current news in a regulated press, and you pay a tax you do not owe to please the IRS. Your money is no longer made of silver nor of gold. You trade your wealth for paper so your life can be controlled. You pay for crimes that make our nation turn from God in shame. You've taken Satan's number. You've traded in your name. You've given government control to those who do you harm so they could burn down churches and seize the family farm and keep our country deep in debt. Put men of God in jail. Harass your fellow countrymen while corrupted courts prevail. Your public servants don't uphold the solemn oaths they've sworn. And your daughters visit doctors so their children won't be born. Your leaders send artillery and guns to foreign shores and send your sons to slaughter fighting other people's wars. Can you regain the freedoms for which we fought and died? Or don't you have the courage or the faith to stand with pride? And are there no more values for what you've to save? Or do you wish your children to live in fear and be a slave? Oh, sons of the Republic, arise, take a stand. Defend the Constitution, the supreme law of the land. Preserve our great republic and each God-given right. And pray to God to keep the torch of freedom burning bright. As I awoke, he'd vanished in the mist whence he came. His words were true. We are not free, but we have ourselves to blame. For even now as tyrants trample each God-given right, we only watch and tremble, too afraid to stand and fight. If he stood by your bedside in a dream while you were asleep and wondered what remains of the freedoms he'd fought to keep, what would be your answer if he called out from the grave? Is this still the land of the free and home of the brave? God bless you, and God bless this republic. Your leaders send artillery and guns to foreign shores and send your sons to slaughter fighting other people's wars. Can you gain the freedoms for which we fought and died? Or don't you have the courage or the faith to stand with pride? And are there no more values for which you'll fight to save? Or do you wish your children to live in fear and be a slave? Oh, sons of the Republic, arise, take a stand. Defend the Constitution, the supreme law of the land. Preserve our great republic and each God-given right.
Rally round the flag, boys, rally once again, shouting the battle cry of freedom. Rally from the hillside, gather from the plain, shouting the battle cry of freedom. Rally round the flag, boys, rally once again.
Okay.
Shouting the battle.
We're back, welcome. To Monday, Elaine, you had a little bit of activity over the weekend?
Just a tad, yeah.
Just a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we got to get to the bottom of this story. We have Danny Riley on the other line, and I'm having trouble getting online here, so my phone got booted off like three times, so I'll try to use this other system. But Danny Riley, how are you? Are you on the line, too?
Hello? Hello?
Hey, Danny, Fred Smart and Elaine Brown.
Fred, how you doing? We finally meet.
Yeah, finally meet. You're like a soul brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably the way he really doesn't want to be, huh?
Yeah, well, Danny's after the heart, the mind, the soul of all of us with his... devotion to the cause and his my God, courage. Danny, Holy cow. Yeah. You were, I mean, you have been at the cutting edge, at the leading edge of breaking two of the biggest stories since Ed and Elaine have refused to go back into the jurisdiction of the court system. And describe, I mean, the old controlled media, I call it the OCMs. The OCMs are calling you guys a liar, that there were no reports, there were no shots, there was no calls, and so basically there was a complete stand down on the reports of 30 to 40 plus shots being fired in the woods late Saturday night into Sunday morning, right?
Yeah, total blackout. It's amazing.
And you were being led to, I mean, call, touch all of your bases, make all of these contacts to try to save and ensure a peaceful resolution so that no bloodshed, no violence occurs. And here you did your job, and that gentleman, that friend Jim in the trailer, and a whole bunch of people did follow suit to call in. And now this whole story is being spun as if you, me, Jim, Ed and Elaine are kooks. They were the bad guys. We've clogged up their 9/11 systems. And so, I mean, we're reporting the news. We're reporting the truth. What more do we have to do here, Danny?
Just keep, we'll take it over to some media and just keep the new press going and just prove these guys to be the liars, because they're just the international bankers' puppets, these people taking orders. It's obvious that a higher order came down to have them stand down. An order came down to knock a bunch of websites out. Orders came down to have prank calls call into WTPRN. It was a big concerted effort, so it had to be higher orders coming from up above telling these people to stand down like they did.
Okay, so there were websites. I know Alex Jones's site was hacked right at that time, right?
Yeah, it went down a half hour
before the shot started. Prison Planet was down. We Are Changes was down. And I know Alex said the way his website was shut down was through a very sophisticated manner. So,
it was just too
many coincidences that happened. You know, I mean, we thought that, you know, maybe it was a bunch of local guys, you know, Saturday night got liquored up and decided they're going to have some fun. I mean, that's always a possibility, you know. Kind of dangerous fun, but you know, that's always possible. I mean, we have no proof who it was, Fred. But I mean, people were running through the woods and you know, knocking and crashing on Jim's trailer all night long. So about 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And then, you know, earlier that day, Danny came across Chief Dillon in his car parked across my driveway. There just, you know, too many things happening at one time. So,
yeah.
I mean, it could be coincidence, you know, it could be, but we're being, shall we say, circumspect about it, suspicious about it.
No? Danny, you were there on the ground. I mean, you can sense when there are kids hacking around. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket science to know that. I mean, we're talking about midnight, and if there were kids, even teenagers involved, I mean, you probably have a pretty good nose for this. Did you, when you looked into the woods or sensed something, I mean, you didn't get any kind of a sense that this was kids hacking around or anything like that, right?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Where the shots came from behind the house, the woods are so thick and so dark at that time of night, you couldn't even walk back there. It's literally miles before you hit a road behind Ed's house to come up behind there. You would have had to have night vision goggles or something to get through them woods at that time of night and that dark.
Yeah, and for kids to be up there, I mean, you're talking about a long, long, dark road, and kids they'd have to have bicycles, or they'd have to have, there were no cars parked at the end of the lot or anything like that, right?
No, we never seen no cars, no none, so I don't know how the criminals were dropped off and on the property. I don't know how they came in and came out, but they were actually inserted some way.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I know what gunshots sound like, and they were definitely gunshots, because one person was asking me if they were just fireworks or firecrackers, and I said, no, they were gunshots. I know what gunshots sound like.
Elaine, just a little bit of a tongue-in-cheek here, but this is a true story. My entire family was in South Bend, Indiana, and our oldest son lost his third tournament game And it was the end of the season for the kids. And, you know, you can buy fireworks in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of the kids at the Steak and Shake late at night were talking about, you know, the fact that Joey or Jordan, you know, bought some fireworks earlier in the day, and they're going to go behind that empty lot to shoot them off behind the hotel.
Yeah.
So it was sort of funny that conversation was going on right about the time that this whole thing was happening. So,
yeah.
My God, wow.
You know, someone just told me that Saturday night the 911 system in the Northeast ended up shutting down because they were so swamped with calls from all over the world about what was happening here that it just overwhelmed the whole system. I mean, I know there were calls from Italy, from France, from Germany. It was phenomenal. So, I just heard that, but I don't know if there's truth to that about the, you know, the 911 system being shut down. So.
Now, Danny, where are you right now physically? Are you on the property?
No, I'm in Albany, New York, Fred.
You're back home. Okay.
Yeah, I got a business to run.
Holy cow, man! You have a nose for these things.
every time I go there, they attack the Browns. It seems like.
Hey, Danny, you know? You're one of those feds.
Yeah. But I find something interesting, Fred, is we had a caller on WTPRN when I was live from the house that night.
Yeah.
And he subscribes to an infrared satellite service where they infrared the whole planet, and every 72 hours he gets the footage downloaded to his computer.
Wow.
He said he would be able to zoom in on Brown's property, you know, because it's all time-stamped, the flare footage, and be able to zoom down and look for any gunshots, muzzle flashes. So I'm going to be, you know, waited here to have this released. It's going to be very interesting to see if this guy finds anything.
Wow.
You know. Now, I know the canopy of the woods is really thick there, but them infrared cameras usually go right through that. So it would be very interesting to see if they pick up any muzzle flashes because, you know, we have multiple people hearing them, so... very interesting that this guy, you know, puts this out. He said he was going to, so I'm going to, 72 hours, that was Saturday, so maybe he won't get it until Wednesday or so. We'll have to keep our eyes and ears open for that when if that comes out.
Now Danny, describe, I know you've probably told the story 10 times or more.
You're breaking up, Fred. Can you still hear me? You're breaking up, Fred. But what had happened was...
Danny, are you there?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, sorry. My other line dropped. You were in the van with Jim in that trailer home?
Yes, I was when we heard the first shot. Yep, I was up there with Jim. We were just relaxing. And Jim's
the one who heard. It's like rapid fire or one after another?
It was just one single shot, the first shot. That brought us out of the trailer, and probably about 10 seconds later, we heard, boom, 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 boom. You know, not rapid fire. It was somebody pulling the trigger real quick on a semi-automatic. And then I grabbed my Liberty tool. I ran down, got into a strategic position on the property, and was, scouring that area, waiting to see if somebody would come out of the woods or if I seen anything. And then I heard another, boom, 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 boom. And I was like, whoa, and then we had a radio. I was in radio contact with the other Patriots and supporters on the property. And we were just like, did you hear them? Did you hear them? And everybody was confirming that they heard them again. And then it got all quiet. And I was just doing reconning in the area and didn't really hear anything, any moving. I ran back up to the trailer, which Jim was still in. And at that point, Jim said, did you hear that? Did you hear that? And it was like 20 yards off to the side of the trailer. We heard some bushes and branches breaking. And I said, listen, Jim, we can't stay in this trailer. We got to get down to the house.
Yeah.
And we had to go past the noises that we just heard to get to the house. So basically, I said, Jim, watch my back. I'm going down to the house. As I radioed ahead for them to let me in, I'm on my way down. So literally, Fred, when I ran down the driveway, I could hear them 10, 15 feet from me right on the edge of the woods, as I walked by them. And then we got to the front porch, and the motion light came on, which lit me the whole porch right up, and I'm standing on there, pounding on the door. Let me in. Hurry up, hurry up. I can hear them behind the generator shed, which is probably about 70 feet to my back. So I'm like, waiting for this guy to shoot at me, and as they were, you know, opening the door to let me in, and I quickly got into the house, and then Jim radioed, and okay, and we said, okay, Jim, now it's your turn to make it. I made it okay, and Jim made a run for it, and then he came into the house and said, I heard all kinds of people moving in the woods, and I had previously 2 seconds ago told him the same thing, so Jim reconfirmed my story to Ed that they were in the woods right on the edge of the house.
Okay, hang on, we'll be right back with Danny Riley and Elaine Brown.
Shouting the battle cry of freedom, rally from the hillside, gather from the plain, shouting the battle cry of freedom. Rally round the flag, boys, rally once again.
Okay.
Shouting the battle cry of freedom.
We're with Danny Riley, who at this rate, Danny, I'm gonna get your show published. Danny Riley reporting from the front on the war on terror. You there?
With these people.
Well, you're right on the front line. You know, Danny, it's just, you know, think of all of the sacrifices that are being made for a lie in Iraq and all over the world here in America. There's so much, the redirected energy that's going on, and we have wonderful people like Ed and Elaine and so many wonderful people in this country who want to make a difference, who want to be positive, who want to get to the bottom of this crap. And here you went all the way from Albany, you show up, another thing happens. You must feel like you got a bullseye on your head or something right now.
Oh yeah, I'm a marked man. I'm waiting for it to come for me eventually one day too. So, but I'll be ready.
I mean, Elaine, you still on? I don't know if Elaine dropped off, Danny, but
I'm here. Ed's here.
Ed, hey Ed. So
Hey, Danny.
Danny's
hey,
on.
Ed.
You know, we're just commenting on, you know, the report from the new media, from We the People. I mean, you couldn't ask for a more positive, proactive response to get to the authorities, to alert them of what's happened, what happened, and just the documentation, the detail that was made, and to have the whole thing spun. I mean, these guys in blatant light of day are basically lying, denying, and spinning this in such a contrived way that it's almost like an educational experience, Ed.
What's that? Who's spinning what?
Well, the controlled media is basically denying that anything happened at your home.
How do they know? Were they here?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
How do they know? They don't know anything. They're so stupid, it's unbelievable. You know, every day I keep hearing this stuff here. Here we have the same day, Chief Gordon Gillins at noontime is out there in his car blocking the driveway. Then every time that they do something, these federal agents, they always telepath what they're doing. They always have some kind of display or something, like they did the day that they attacked Danny. They're driving down the road with some kind of a parade with state police cars and armored personnel carriers and stuff. How stupid, helicopters flying in the air, and then they go and do something after the fact. Well, Gordon Gillins coming here should have been our warning that day. And then that night, they're fired. No shots fired. You know me. I never lie under any circumstances, and I'm not looking for my 15 minutes of fame or nothing. I could care less about any of this stuff, and I don't even want to be doing this nonsense. And neither does Danny Riley or my wife or anybody else here. These people or somebody came in and fired shots. Somewhere between 30 and 40 rounds went off. I don't know how many. I didn't really count them. Bottom line is they did it around 11:20, went on until about 1 o'clock. So spread out 30 rounds between that period of time. It comes about 1 minute. But they did them in bursts. Boom, 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 that sort of thing. Then stopped and paused for 5 or 10 minutes and did some more. Who cares what the news media says? They're a bunch of idiots anyway. We ignore them. They do not exist. They will be charged with crimes for aiding and abetting sedition down the road when this whole thing finally goes up. And it will. All these people are going to pay the price someday down the road with the law. So we don't care what they say right now. But the bottom line is, as tense as it was Saturday night, it felt more like an exercise again in tactics. But if it was a prankster that he was doing that, or a bunch of kids deciding they're going to be cute, they're really running a terrible risk. And the police should make sure that these, if they are pranksters, they should stop them. Because if, like they said, happened that 911 was shut down here in the Northeast or here in the Hanover area, well, tough baloney or whatever to these people. All they've got to do is obey the law. Yeah, let's us sit down with the lawful people on live cameras for the whole public to see, and let's really investigate this thing properly, because we have all of the evidence as to where the real criminals are and what the crimes are and who's committing them. Let's bring it out into the open once and for all. What are you afraid of, government? What are you afraid of, Gordon Gillen's police department here or the city of Lebanon, Plainfield, down here, sheriff's department? What are you afraid of? Yeah. You afraid you're going to end up in jail? Because you are. Because, I'll tell you right now, when this thing is all done, there's going to be a tribunal for all of you people, all of you editors, all of you people aiding and abetting to commit sedition in this country against the American people. This is not the Ed and Elaine Brown case on taxes. Nobody's even talking about taxes. Hasn't anybody noticed that? It had nothing to do with taxes. Even the U.S. Marshals said there is no crime. They know the Browns committed no crime. Then why are you coming down here, then, was the reply. Well, because we were ordered to by the courts. So blindly, even though they know no crimes are committed, they're going to come in here and attack like a standing army or a bunch of mercenaries, that they truly are, against the law. Well, for that, that's how you die, gentlemen. That's how you get shot lawfully and die. So pay attention to what you're doing. I vented a little bit. Excuse me.
No, Ed. Ed. Tommy Cryer. He was vindicated one against the IRS on July 11th, and there's been only four stories in the controlled media on the internet. If you type in Google News and type in Tom Cryer IRS, there's only four entries. If you type in the blogs, which is the new media, there are hundreds of entries. And more people are reporting about the Tommy Cryer win. And more and more people are discovering what you and Elaine are doing as a result of the combination of all this happening this past weekend. We'll be right back with Ed and Danny Riley in a minute.
Riley round the flag, boys, Riley once again, shouting the battle cry of freedom. Riley from the hillside, gather from the plain, shouting the battle cry of freedom. Rally round the flag, boys, rally once again, shouting the battle cry of freedom. Rally from the hillside, gather from the plain, shouting the battle cry of freedom.
Okay, we're back. Had some problems again with my connection. Danny and Ed, you're back on. Okay. Hopefully we still have Danny Riley and Ed Brown on. We've been talking about what happened over the weekend. Hello? Testing.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hi. Oh, Elaine, there you are.
Yeah, we're back. I'm back with you now.
Okay. I don't have a very good connection here, Elaine, but keep talking with Danny. Danny, are you still on? Danny Riley.
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Okay. Danny, why don't you engage Elaine and just kind of talk back and forth to tell people more of the color, more of what happened immediately following, immediately before, and what your feelings are both on each side as we move into this early part of the week. Go ahead.
Well, Fred, we really have no proof as to who was out there. Is it possible that it was some local boys got all liquored up? Saturday night, going to have some fun,
sure.
I suppose. But, other things happened at the same time. All these websites that went down. And earlier that day with Chief Gillen's park and his patrol car across the blocking our driveway. What's going on here? We really don't know.
So earlier in the day on Saturday, the chief of the Plainfield police, that's when he spun his tires and blocked your roadway and then spun his tires?
Right, same day, yes.
Yeah, that was
okay. So there was kind of like a marker, a sort of like a a warning of some bad stuff coming down, maybe.
Yeah.
I can elaborate on that a little bit.
Yeah, go ahead, Danny. Elaborate on that.
Yeah, that was me. I came back from going into town. I came back up, and the I came up to the driveway, and Police Chief Gillens was blocking it with his car. So I pulled right up to him, bumper to bumper. We were facing each other. The cars were. He looked at me. I looked at him. He went on his CB. I grabbed my handheld. We both got on the radio. And it was a little short standoff there for, I'd say, 5 seconds maybe. And then he backed his car up. And I sped down to the down the driveway, quickly grabbed another supporter and a video camera, and we rode back up there. And Gillens had just peeled away, leaving two big peel-out marks on the ground in front of the driveway there, probably about 15 feet long where he punched it and sped out of there. And so we got up there, and we just filmed the big peel-out marks that he left on the thing, and then called the police later on, about a half hour, got in contact with Plainfield Police, and they said... he did that for some kind of car counter reason. That's why he left the peel out marks, which makes no sense to me. But anyways, that's what happened on that incident.
Now, what time of day was that, Danny, when that happened?
I was right around 12 noon. So.
Okay. So he was right at the end of the driveway blocking people from entering the Browns.
Yeah, he was just parked there, and then, I just found it odd that he wasn't going by the driveway like he was driving by. He was parked at the end of the driveway, just sitting there perpendicular to it, blocking it.
And that's the same gentleman that appeared on the the local video for the local news station, right?
Yeah,
right.
That's him, yep. That's him.
You know, has anyone been able to just sit down with that gentleman and speak with him, or what's the deal? I mean, Elaine, do you know him personally? Have you met him personally?
Well, I briefly met him. I haven't had any dealings with him. But one of the local reporters, along with one of our supporters, left here about an hour and a half ago to have an interview with the chief. So we'll see, and our supporter had his camera with him. So we'll see how that turns out. But what kind of sense did that make? He left this big peel mark out, and then what's he going to do, come back and count the number of tire marks crossing over that? That's pretty scientific.
Yeah, Danny, you got a video of that, of those peel marks?
Yeah, that's being uploaded as we speak.
Okay. So that would kind of set the tone and the tenor for what you then later experienced at night. There was something going on, and these websites were all hacked prior to this all happening, right, Danny?
Right. Yeah. Alex Jones said that the way his website was shut down was through a pretty sophisticated method. So I don't know if any of it's related, Fred. I don't know, but all these happen at the same time. Yeah.
Yeah.
And why are the county cars coming into my house? But what's the deal? So,
yeah.
Do they count vehicles going into everyone's house in town?
Yeah. Well, Danny, next time you go back, make sure that you tell everyone you're going there. I mean, gosh, woo! I tell you, man, you have. How was your shoulder, Danny, from the taser incident that happened?
I recouped from that. It took me. My muscles were sore from the 50,000 volts that went through my body. My muscles were sore for a good week. Because you tighten up every muscle in your body and then multiply that by 10, and that's what it does to you. I was sore for a little, but I recouped from that. I'm okay from that. But I just would like
Danny,
to add,
did you file an affidavit about that experience with the local county recorder of deeds and to make it part of the public record?
No, I did not. Nope. I don't believe none of that stuff. I think we're beyond that point. Really, I do. That's my personal opinion.
Okay. Well, it's just that, that is a record. I mean, you've documented it in effect on that YouTube video, so that was at least... That's sufficient for now, and you've got that saved and stored. So,
right.
But man, and thank you so much for uploading that video with you and Jim, and walking people through and showing people exactly the layout. It was early Sunday morning when you did that. It was still sort of foggy, but everyone got a really good sense as to what you did, what you went through. So,
yeah, that was at 7:20 a.m. I made that a video. So. Mm. So yeah,
I was just informed by one of our visitors that it went out over the news the old media.
The old control media, the OCM.
Oh, yeah, OCM, that's it. That Ed and I are endangering the public because of all the 911 calls that came in. So I guess Ed and I are responsible for any problems anyone had because they couldn't get emergency calls through.
Well, that's what's going on. They're trying to spin this to where you are a public nuisance. You're endangering the general common welfare, of the general common good of the general common man there in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And it's almost like this is, you know, you could argue, you know, they structured and planned this to pull this off. I mean, for these stories to be spun in less than 24 hours with such a concerted, you know, common theme. I don't know, that reporter almost like was reading from a script.
Yeah.
I mean, how could a reporter, that local reporter, have that script all laid out like that quickly?
Yeah. They're also saying that the whole incident never happened, that we're lying.
Well, yeah. I mean, why didn't the local police just, hey, respond, come down? I mean, they had, what, from 11:20, Danny, until 1 o'clock in the morning to respond? There were still shots being fired throughout that whole time period, right?
Yeah. The shots were fired, I'd say, I don't know, in probably a 25-minute period, maybe. That's my opinion. They were shot, you know. They were just in bursts.
And then crashing through the woods you know, attacking Jim's trailer and everything. But, of course, Chief Gillens has announced that no matter what happens here, he will not allow any emergency vehicles to come through. Although how he can stop an ambulance, which is a private enterprise, or, you know, an EMT, I don't know. But, you know, these people don't let the law stop them from doing what they want to do. So.
I mean,
I ask myself, what would the founding fathers do in this situation, you know? So.
Yeah.
You know, it would have been nice to have you know, a militia response to that. Imagine if 200 guys showed up, we rounded up the criminals in the woods, and that morning, instead of me making a video of Jim, we're videotaping these criminals and let them see deny that when we got them captured. You know,
right.
You know, that's what the founding fathers used to do. They put their committees of correspondence out. Don't forget, these guys on the committee had warrants for their arrest by the Crown, but yet they go around and they issue warrants for their arrest and go out and you know, like Caesar Rodney used to do in Delaware, go out and take these Tories' guns from them, you know, and take the guns and give them to the Patriots to fight the British. They go out and issue arrest warrants and arrest these people, you know, set up their own courts, their own warrants for arrest. You know, that's what we need to start doing.
That's right.
Well, Danny, they're just waiting for some incident to provide a pretext or justification that can be used as a pretext for firing a shot.
Right.
Yeah, they want to go in there guns blazing. There's no doubt in my mind that's what they want. And this is all little incrementalism steps that they're doing to get it to the point where they're justified to go in guns blazing. And that's what they're trying to do right now. So, and we need American patriots, and, you know, enough is enough. Grab your liberty tools, respond, and let's show them we mean business, you know. We ain't taking this anymore. They use their Second Amendment all the time, Fred. All the time they use it. Why can't we use it? We haven't used it against the government in over 200 years.
Well, this is, you know, what you experienced was an act of...
But I have a right to defend myself.
This is a documented experience of domestic terrorism right here on American soil.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
You documented it. You were a reporter. Everybody on the ground who lives in America and the world with this new technology can be a reporter and document acts of terrorism. You documented an act of terrorism. The officials failed to respond, failed to acknowledge, and the reporters, the old controlled media, reported a lie. So, I mean, it's sort of like, you know, we're out the light, we're communicating. This other group of people, I don't know who they are, but they're not transparent, they're not out in the light. They're not acknowledging the facts, the truth, and they're spinning everything, and they're looking for ways to exercise tremendous acts of violence against people who are totally innocent.
Right. You know, they're hoping to provoke us to the point psychologically where we'll just, you know, lose our cool and start shooting. But sorry, guys, not going to work. If that was you the other night, not going to work.
Well, Danny, just you know, if there can be a sort of a vision, it's got to be positive, it's got to be hopeful, and we have to, I mean, together, all over the country, all over the world, people listening to this program have to know that we, the people, can connect, can help, can serve, can bind together, get together, and it can be positive. It can be filled with music, with song. I mean, the kinds of things that you're doing, I mean, turn this story into a very positive thing. I mean, spread this around. Look at what Tommy Cryer did. Look at what, you know, other people have done. The work of Bob Schultz and all of these people all over the country, all over the world. This terrorism, this domestic terrorism, let's call it for what it is. This is domestic terrorism in America.
Mm-hmm.
Government
sponsored.
Nothing more than that. You are documenting. You are part of the new media. We are part of the new media documenting acts of domestic terrorism.
Government sponsored domestic terrorism.
Well, I don't even want to give the word government. This government is the administration of justice in a civil society.
Right.
We don't want to give this any kind of legitimacy to these acts. This is not government. Government is when you have the protection of liberty, when you have the protection of private individual rights and private individual property. This is not government.
We are
basically taking the position of the government, the true government of we the people, as we help, connect, serve, share. This is what government's all about, standing up for the truth, standing together for the truth, and you know, it's not going to happen unless we all band together, get together. And Danny, so you're in Albany.
Yes, I am. Yep.
Okay, man.
And you know Doug Kedline, right?
Sure.
Yeah, I was talking to Doug, and I just was emphasizing how crucial it is that he reports on the Sherry Peel Jackson trial coming up in his area down there, and I just wanted to pass that along. And because we need boots on the ground everywhere, and we need Doug to cover that trial because he's in the close vicinity of that, and I just want to push that on to Doug some more to make sure that, because that could be our next Tommy Cryer, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, I urge Tommy Cryer to record his trial using a video camera. And I know I've said this time and again with you, Elaine, and Ed on the show, and I know it can, you know, it's not going to happen, but, you know, these cameras are more dangerous than guns to the powers that be.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like in New York, you can't bring a camera into a court.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it would expose their criminals, you know. Oh, the criminals don't want to be filmed.
Let's see what the violation of, let's see an example, let's have the cameras running. I would love to see, for instruction purposes, for educational purposes, the what happened to Ed and Elaine as they came into court. I would love to have seen what exactly happened to Tommy Cryer as he came and Larry Becraft was there. I mean, we got a sense from the transcripts and everything, but to see it really is more powerful. So,
yeah, and they don't allow cameras in the courtroom, in the people's courtroom. You know, go figure.
Well, Danny, I've urged Bob Schultz and We the People Foundation for Constitutional Education and We the People Congress to get this, and they have actually documented a petition for redress of grievances on the camera and the court issue.
Oh, they did?
They haven't filed it yet, but it's all documented, the whole history of the legal precedent, the bullet points, line by line, document. I mean, this is done for the last year and a half, 2 years, and I mean, if you just call up Bob Schultz, go down the road and knock on his door, he'll give you the petition. He'll give you the research.
Oh, yeah, I know Bob personally. He lives about 20 minutes from here.
Yeah. Well, yeah, this is. I think we need to bring the cameras in the courtrooms. We need to have, you know, services that can do this nationwide. And this is not just on the tax issue. This is all across the board.
Yeah, yeah. It's stand up now or we're going to lose it all, because we're on the verge of losing it all. And the New World Order knows that, and not enough people know that. That's the problem.
So. Well, I call it the New World Disorder. We have an order that's already out there, Danny, thanks to people like you and Ed and Elaine. There are people, you know,
right,
speaking truth to power. Look at what Ron Paul is doing.
Yep.
God love this man. I know they're going to do whatever they can to shut him up, but I think people are waking up all over the world right now to a lot of this.
And the crux of their power is the phony money system, the fiat money system. That's the crux of their whole power, and that's what we got to eliminate, these international bankers who can print this money out of thin air. And that's the crux of the problem, and that's where they're getting their power from, because if we had a constitutional money system, they would never get this power.
Okay, Danny, Elaine, hang on here. Maybe we'll take a couple callers, and then we'll close up the show. We'll be right back after these messages.
Shouting the battle cry of freedom, rally from the hillside, gather from the plain. Shouting the battle cry of freedom.
Okay, we're back. We have one caller. The first one up is Dan in Wisconsin. Dan, just a few minutes. Welcome.
Hello, Fred?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just caught the tail end of this program when you're talking about money and international bankers, what another Dan said. I don't know. He must be from around by Bob Schultz's area.
Sure.
But what I want to say in respect to this, the people don't understand what's going on with everything here in this country as far as the money system and the property issues and lawful contracts and notes and mortgage contracts sold on secondary markets to real estate investors. You don't know who the holder in due course is because you never signed a lawful contract with all parties. And this is what I am fighting right now with one of the major mortgage insurers in the world. Fannie Mae, Federal Association. And when folks start to understand this, all you are is you're just mere chattel. You're like a roulette wheel in a gambling casino. And people are placing the odds on you that you're going to keep paying. And when you can no longer pay, you know, then they'd railroad you through the courts with no contracts. You have to have a contract signed by all parties and the original note. They have standing in any court proceedings relative to that contract. And you have to be licensed to do business in each particular state.
Hey, Dan, we got to sum this up here. Basically, it kind of goes back to that position that Ed and Elaine have made. Ray from Oregon has mentioned many times, you know, the boycott, boycott, boycott. We have to withdraw the consent of our trust from our creator. That's where we get our trust from anything that has corruption, anything that has lies, corruption, fraud attached to it, correct?
Absolutely. And the courts, see, when the gentleman mentioned and you mentioned about, you know, videos and everything else in these courts, if you can't ferret out the corruption out of the courts, this is a done deal. We're all finished. Because there's no transparency in how the system works, how corrupt it is, how fraudulent it is.
Well, Dan, this is our responsibility. We've allowed this to get corrupt, okay?
Yeah, well, it's hard to...
So the first step to making a positive change is to accept responsibility.
Right.
Right?
It's hard to get people to even come to court with you.
Well, I mean, we're on this show talking to Elaine. Elaine, you still there, right?
I'm still here, Fred.
Okay, I mean, we have to be positive about this. Danny, you're still on, right?
Yes, sir.
I mean, taking responsibility is exactly what we're trying to do here, setting the example...
Right.
Not to be a victim,
right.
Not to claim blame, shame, but to take responsibility and say, you know, this is a problem, this is a mess, and it's our responsibility to clean it up.
Right.
And
that's why Ed and Elaine did what they did. We are ordered to do so in the Declaration of Independence. When the government no longer serves the needs of the people, it's time to throw out the old and put in the new. And so here we are.
Exactly. Pretty simple, right, Dan?
Yep.
It'll tell you that in the scripture. I can send anybody a study that ungodly, unrighteous leadership is not due any duties, imposts, taxes, or any fees. Period. I can send you the studies. It's right in the book. Many people aren't even aware of this.
Well, the kinds of things that we're doing here, as an example, look at the musical thing they had on the 14th with all of those bands. I mean, I guess Dave Von Kleist is going to be coming back in on Labor Day. And there's going to be, we just need to bring more music, more song, more of these cameras, and be positive and be peaceful. And I think this can happen. And I think more people get a sense of hope about this whole thing, Danny. and Elaine, more people are going to come, knock on the tires,
absolutely,
listen, and learn together.
Yep.
But it,
yep,
it can't be negative.
That's right.
So, but
we have to give energy only to the positive.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you, Elaine.
Okay,
thank you, Dan.
God bless.
And we'll see you tomorrow. Tim Woodgate will be on tomorrow. God bless.
God bless all of you. Bye.
Rally from the hillside, gather from the plain, shouting the battle cry of freedom.